This is Morning Edition from NHPR, and the holiday season is in full swing as we enter December. Lots of ways to celebrate across the state, of course. And New Hampshire Magazine's managing editor, Erica Thoitz, joins us in the studio now to chat about this month's best events. Hi, Erica.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, and welcome to the crazy month of December.
It is crazy.
I'm thinking, you know, holiday decorations are going up. No way of escaping Christmas, obviously. How can people experience the holiday here in New Hampshire the best way?
One of my favorite events coming up is actually a five-part event throughout the state. And bear with me, this is a little quirky, but it's really fun. Tuba Christmas, which is exactly...
Wait a minute, say that again. Christmas?
Yes, Tuba Christmas.
Okay, you got to explain that.
Yeah, it does take a little explanation. So it's this, you know, far-reaching event. It takes place all over the country. It's the 45th anniversary of this, like, quirky event where people who play tubas come together and they play Christmas music all tuba, all the time.
I'm sorry to laugh, but when you say people playing tubas all come together, that's a funny enough image right there.
But, isn't it?
So is this one big event that people come together at
You could have it anywhere. If you wanted to host a Tuba Christmas, you could host a Tuba Christmas. You just have to get some tuba players together.
It's your constitutional right, after
yeah,
all.
Yeah, there you go, the right to play tubas.
All right, where is this happening in New Hampshire?
There are five. So there's one in Colebrook, there is one in Keene, one in Plastow, one in New London, and one in Wolfboro.
Okay.
So imagine that there are that many tuba players in the state that we can support five Tuba Christmas events.
I think that's wonderful. A unique way to celebrate the holiday.
Yeah.
Get a lot of brass together. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, you've seen the Nutcracker. You've seen A Christmas Carol. You have not seen Tuba Christmas.
That's right.
Most likely. I'm guessing.
All right. What about lights? Obviously, that's a big deal for people. Nowadays, bigger than ever. Where's a great place to see some great holiday lights?
If you just want to, you know, get the biggest light display all at once, you don't want to drive around a million neighborhoods, the New Hampshire Motor Speedway does the Gift of Lights, which runs throughout the month, and you can stay in your car, drive around the track. I mean, they have like millions of lights. It's crazy. Like, it's just huge. It's something like 2.5 miles. They have tons of displays. It's a really cool event. I mean, you drive through the tunnel, and they have that all lit up, which is really spectacular.
Any other events for the holidays that you think people should know about?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple that I think are a little bit more offbeat if you're kind of sick of the same old, same old. The Christmas Revels at the Hopkins Center for the Arts at Dartmouth is a really interesting event. Each year they do a different theme. It's always a different culture. This year it's a Venetian Christmas, like in the era of, you know, like Renaissance time. I mean, I think that's going to be really beautiful and fun.
Okay, what about the Bah Humbug folks among us? I mean, at some point in December, you're going to get tired of this. So what other events that are non-holiday related would you point to?
Yeah, you got it. So later in the month, so if you can, you know, hold out for a few weeks.
come out of your hole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Recycle Percussion comes back into town every year. If you've never, you know, seen one of their shows or don't know who they are, they're a group of local guys who formed this band where, I mean, it's banging on things. Like, if you see, it's kind of like Stomp, although I know I hate that. They hate that comparison probably, but they use what's around them to make music, and it's really high energy. They jump around, they climb on ladders. It's pretty spectacular. And I know they're going to be at two places, though. They may be in Moore in New Hampshire, so you should check out their website. But they're definitely going to be in Keene at the Colonial, and they're going to be at the Palace at Manchester.
Okay, going back to the holidays just for a minute, Erica, we'll have lots of out-of-state travelers coming in, you know, maybe the first time they've been to New Hampshire, that kind of thing. What would you show out-of-state family or friends here in New Hampshire that would give them that kind of idyllic New Hampshire-type Christmas feel?
Two places. One is Bethlehem. You can go to the post office and post your Christmas cards or season's greetings, whatever, you know, you're mailing out, and they stamp it with a little cute stamp that says, you know, Town of Bethlehem. So when people get your cards, it looks like they were sent
from. Came straight from Bethlehem. Yeah.
And then there's the Rocks Estate there, which is gorgeous historic estate, and they go all out for cutting down your own Christmas tree. It's really magical.
So that would be a good place to take people out and give them that idyllic feel.
Absolutely. You know? And the town of Jackson is just quintessential New England as well. And they have a Traditionally Yours series of events throughout the month, which includes the Jingle Bell Chocolate Tour, where you can ride in a horse-drawn carriage from inn to inn, and they give you treats.
I can't think of anything more, you know, quintessential New England right there. What event are you looking forward to most?
Okay, there's Tuba Christmas, which, as I said before, I think is going to be really fun. And then I'm a sucker for the old school stuff, too. And I'm really looking forward to a Nutcracker, which the Northeastern Ballet Theater puts on a great one.
Okay, and listeners can find out more about these events, I assume, at your website?
They absolutely can at nhmagazine.com. There's a whole guide to the holidays. There's everything I talked about, and I mean, just oodles more.
Erica Thoitz, New Hampshire Magazine's managing editor. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.